We think that along with the streamlining, we can give both the trade as well as the government greater predictability in the import process, and that will help us become more economic competitive.
How is the test conducted?
We have put a Federal Register notice out that asks for 9 participants, whether they can be customs brokers or importers that participate regularly bringing shipments in through the air mode of transportation. What we will ask them to do after they've applied for the test and we've selected the 9 participants, we will ask them to submit data in a particular format and then work with us to evaluate whether that data provides us the information we need to make a good risk-based decision about the safety of those imports, and then give us feedback as to whether that is more cost-effective for them and allows them to plan their import, distribution, and manufacturing processes better.
Now, when you talk about the safety of an import, are you talking about the import within itself, or are you talking about ensuring that the supply chain is secure and nobody tampers with that import?
That's right. We're doing both things. We're making sure that anything that is in a container or on an airplane or a train that comes into the United States doesn't have a weapon of mass destruction in it. But we're also looking at a more micro level where we're making sure that those goods are not counterfeit or adulterated and present a safety concern to the American public.
Would this be considered another layer of security on top of what already exists?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's building on efforts that we've done in the past to gather advanced information, make a good risk decision, and then take action appropriately. Many of the participants in the test will be companies that we've worked with in the past that we consider to be low risk. We want to validate that and also then give them some benefit to the investment they've made to be low risk.
We are talking with Brenda Smith, the Executive Director of Trade Policy and Programs at CBP. And what we're focusing on here then is product. It's stuff. It's not people necessarily. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
So how do you measure then success of this test, and how do you quantify the results?
We are looking at the actual dollar savings that companies will accrue by having their low-risk shipments facilitated through the port of entry. We are also looking at the cost savings to the government, where we are not spending time and resources looking at paper documents or reconciling multiple data sets as we do in the current environment. Right now, we ask for similar data several times before stuff arrives at a port of entry.
I see. So no more duplication of efforts.
That's exactly right.
So you're streamlining the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're adding a layer of security.
Yes, ma'am.
Why haven't we been doing this for years?
Well, this, like I said, is building on a number of things we've tried in the past. And I will tell you that one of the things that's different about this test is we co-created the idea with the private sector. We were at the table together.
You know, what's interesting about that is I hear that about a lot of different issues, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's working on the smart grid, where partnering with the private sector, you get a lot of really big brains in the room and they can all work together. Are you finding that to be the case here too?
Absolutely. We all have different areas of expertise. And some of us are good at customs work. Some of us are good at automation or process flows. And we brought those people together. There was about 20 of us. And we worked over several months. And we came up with this idea that we're very excited about.
What's the timeline then?
We believe that the data will start flowing in December or January.
Mm-hmm.
It will take us a couple of months. We will do an evaluation after 90 days. We expect to expand the test to the ocean environment, so shipments coming in by sea, land, or rail, and add the requirements from other government agencies that we work with on a regular basis, like the Food and Drug Administration or the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
You are going to be expanding the test then, assuming this is successful. When would you see implementation of the program actually happening?
Well, this will serve as the basis for a key part of the import process in our automated commercial environment. So we need to build that. That is likely to be at least a year away.